Hello, and welcome to the next instalment of our ongoing series of Upstage podcasts, which we call 5 Minutes With. My name's Matthew Wall. I'm the Chief Creative Officer of Upstage. And this is actually take two of 5 Minutes With, because we're talking today about the fast changing pace of technology. And technology has actually changed so fast that we thought we would re-record this session just to keep up with the latest developments. So I'm delighted that helping me to navigate my way around this very, very swiftly moving world is our very own creative director, Ben Eady. Ben, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Lovely to be here.
Good, good, good. Now, listen, one of your many tasks here is sort of helping me to navigate my way around all the new technology that's coming along. One of the things that is really, really in the news at the moment is this idea of the metaverse. Now, I'm going to be completely honest with you and say that I thought the metaverse had something to do with Spider-Man. But one of my teenage nephews tells me that actually that's the multiverse. So, Ben, the metaverse, it's everywhere at the moment. Tell us, what is it?
Well, a lot of people think of the metaverse and they think of avatars and they think about the film Ready Player One, obviously 2018, quite famous Spielberg film. And otherwise, they might know of it through Neal Stephenson's book, which was from 1992. And it's a sci-fi novel where humans live as avatars in this gaming environment. But really, it's much broader than that. It's reasonably complicated, both in terms of how the user experience will be, and it's also complicated in terms of, I guess, how it represents the evolution and, I guess, the revolution that it's being touted as by the likes of Mark Zuckerberg and, I guess, the Facebook sort of marketing team promoting it.
Yeah. And they've actually changed the name of the holding company, haven't they, to Meta? So it's pretty obvious from their perspective, this is going to be a massive deal for everyone moving forward.
Oh, absolutely. Well, there's several different aspects to it. So you have Facebook has just unified all its platforms into Meta. And that, in some regards, is evidence of what's been happening for some time in terms of the Western use of the internet, which is effectively binding everything together where you have major companies pretty much emulating the likes of the super app in China, where everything is integrated. Everybody has a user experience where they can go from one aspect of it to another. They can order their food, they can book seats for movies, they can interact with their social media and do business, socialize. And it all happens under a singular platform, which is totally integrated. So there's that aspect. And so you're really seeing that with Meta. And then there's, of course, the VR aspect. And, you know, Facebook invested in Oculus some time back and are really promoting that and trying to make that become mainstream. And then there's avatars, which is another aspect. And Facebook has just released its software development kit to the public, so that that's going to be the greatest new commodity online in many regards.
It sounds like it's very, very far reaching. Let's just pick up briefly on the Oculus side of things, because everyone on the team here at Upstage has got an Oculus Quest headset, and it took me a little while to get my head round it, no pun intended. It's amazing. It's absolutely incredible. And I suppose the gaming implications of technology like that are quite obvious, you know, the Ready Player One that you referenced and that. Is this just for gamers, though, or are there kind of business implications for these VR headsets as well?
Well, it's easier to think of it as just gaming because I guess that's where the roots of VR systems came from. But you really have to think of that as just being an interface. So, you know, like any other technology advance, those interfaces have major business implications in how people interact within that space. So content is still king in this environment. Sure. It's one thing for us to enjoy playing the games, but there's also a major drive to this becoming an active business space. So that includes advertising, that includes entertainment spaces. You know, it's got far-reaching aspects to it. So, no, you can't just think of it from a gaming point of view anymore. It really is the next iteration of the internet in terms of how we will interact with that space.
And we're already seeing it, aren't we, in our work of clients of ours that are using Facebook workrooms that are asking us to explore this technology for them to see how they can communicate in this sort of brave new world that we're in.
Yes, absolutely. Well, of course, you know, we've been enjoying that space ourselves. So everyone at Upstage has been able to build their own avatars, and sometimes they're a bit crazy. some of us try to make likenesses of ourselves, and some of us decide that we'd like.
Not very successfully in my case, I have to say. It looks absolutely nothing like me, but, you know, I'm learning.
Yeah, I think mine looks like a better version of myself, to be honest. but you know, there is a novelty factor of it, but certainly once you're in those spaces, you can see the potential where you get this genuine sense of interaction with an actual other entity, and it's not just a 2D thing. And also the kind of collaboration when you're using the, you know, the whiteboards and things like that, you do get that greater sense of it. And it's just the beginning. It's really going to accelerate from here on in. So those experiences will become more and more authentic as times go by.
Well, it sounds to me, Ben, like you're pretty excited about what all of this has to offer for us, for our clients, and in our own lives too. And I have to admit, I share that excitement. I know you and the team in our studio are already working on how we can bring concepts and ideas to life in the metaverse. It's something I'm going to have to be growingly familiar with, I'm sure, in the future. As always, Ben, 5 minutes just seems to rush past, but I want to really thank you for taking the time out today to help us just understand a little bit more about the metaverse. And I think we're going to be hearing a lot more about that in the years to come.
Oh, absolutely. It's very exciting.
Thanks so much, Ben.
Thanks, Matthew.